Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, good morning.
Perfect for a Friday. Here we go.
7:15, Brock Hunter.
Hey, hey, hey.
All right, simmer down your ass.
I'm getting hyped, dude. It's Friday. Come on.
Anyway, we got to keep things moving here, folks. It is time for your morning dump. I almost forgot what we were doing, but I figured it out.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Pump it. Yeah. Pump it. Well, hey, if you ever wanted to feel like Mr. Rogers, you can, because the house Mr. Rogers owned in the early 1960s is for sale.
Not the one in the show, obviously.
No. That was in a studio lot. That was a fake house. But no, this was the actual house that Fred Rogers lived in outside of doing his show. Right now, it does say it's under contract on Zillow. $850,000 for the Pittsburgh home.
Is it large? Is it quite large, or is it 850? Because it was Mr. Rogers' home.
Includes a gym on the third floor. Mr. Rogers lived there while attending seminary as a young Presbyterian minister. So yeah, I'm getting three stories. So pretty good size.
He's fully equipped with a skate park. Mr. Rogers used to love to skate.
You know what is kind of funny though, is that he was living there with his wife and also had a couple kids. So. Indo facto, you could live in a house where Mr. Rogers had sex in. I'm just saying, you could.
He didn't do that. It was Mr. Rogers. Come on, man.
Come on now. You know, he was getting it, man. Probably.
Was he all tatted up or no? What's the answer to that?
That's an old urban legend. If anyone thinks that Mr. Rogers was covered in sleeve tattoos and
he was like a sniper. Yeah. Was he a sniper?
The old story goes is that Mr. Rogers, Fred Rogers, was a sniper, just a master sniper during the Vietnam War, and he was covered in tattoos and he killed no, that is all fake.
Smoke stogies pink mist during the whole 70s.
He was going to be a Presbyterian minister, for God's sakes. He was for a while. No. None of that's true. All right.
He's pretty good at tossing his shoe from one hand to the other, though.
He all that practice of tossing a knife in between hands, you know.
That's what it's like Rambo. That's really what he's doing.
That's really what it was, yeah.
It's a tick in the show. He's got to do it, you know.
Deep down, he was a cold-blooded killer. Actually... Mr. Rogers' neighborhood was just a figment of his imagination from PTSD from the Vietnam War and all the killing. He developed this magical place in his mind to get away from all the blood-curdling screams and murder from Vietnam War.
Damn, Mr. Rogers. Yeah. Badass.
Yeah,
do yourself a favor. Go to YouTube, type in Mr. Rogers' clown mask. It'll make you laugh.
We'll check that out.
It's a remix.
But yeah, if you're looking for Mr. Rogers' home, you could maybe buy it, possibly. lastly, if you like thinking about dinosaurs as much as Hunter and I do, you're gonna love this. If you're a grown adult that spends as much time thinking about dinosaurs as we do, you're gonna love this. According to researchers at the University of California, Berkeley, they figured out there were about 2.5 billion. Tyrannosaurus Rex dinosaurs roaming the planet.
Yes.
Now they all weren't. 2.5 billion. Now they all weren't running around at the same time. Instead, there were supposedly about 20,000 of them at any given time over the course of a couple million years or so.
It's terrifying, guys. These things used to just be walking around.
See,
massive skeletons that we dig up.
Here's what's crazy, though. Okay, 2.5 billion dinosaurs and only about 100 T-Rex fossils have actually been discovered. Are we just not digging in the right spot? Don't you think? They were around for 127,000 generations.
See, I thought that, too, and I was looking this up one day, and what it is like the odds of it being preserved are like 1 in... like a trillion or something. Like, it's got to die in the right spot. It's got to fall on the right soil at the right time, at the right point of the, you know, like the odds of it actually preserving are astronomical.
That's true. I guess if you think about it, there's a lot of baby T-Rexes out there that probably got, you know, eaten by other things and stepped on by big old dinosaurs and
juked out by morning show.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we broke some eggs. We killed some dinos for sure. But yeah, dude, 2.5 billion T-Rexes just all over the place roaming around. Doing their little T-Rex stuff, clapping hands because they can't reach.
Not doing other things either. Yeah, we'd definitely be dead if we were born back then.
No way, dude. I'd be riding dinos. If I was a caveman, I'd just be crushing it. I'd be crushing it, killing dinosaurs.
You're always crushing it. Yeah. In any scenario, you crush it.
Dude, I'll choke out a T-Rex today, son.
You can't. You can't even get your arm around it.
I will choke out a T-Rex today. You know, I'd be running around in my loincloth made from saber-tooth tiger fur. Right. All the cave babes would be like, oh, he's so hot. Look at him with his spear and his big old brow. I'm going to mate with him.
Chuck Norris roundhouse a T-Rex to the face. Is that what you're going
to
do?
All the old cave women would hope that I would club them over the head and drag them back to my cave. That's what it would be. Unga Bunga, you can club me any day. I mean, I'd have a T-Rex head mounted over my cave fireplace. It'd be cool, dude.
Yeah. Keep dreaming, buddy boy. Keep dreaming.
This is what
you'd be like that dude in Jurassic Park sitting on the toilet.
That's as far as I'd get.
He's dead.
Anyway. All right, that's your morning dump. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 106.